Halton Hills Today is profiling every candidate in the upcoming municipal election. Up next, candidates running in Ward 2, rural Halton Hills, Glenn Williams and Norval. Ward 2 newcomer Matt Kindbaum sees growth coming over the horizon. If elected, he says he would fight uncontrolled expansion and sprawl to preserve the livability of Halton Hills. "I'm pro-managed development," Kindbaum said. "There's a dichotomy there between green space and development. Intensive projects have put a lot of strain on farmland. And I don't think there's an appetite for that." He praised council's push to create employment opportunities along Steeles Avenue near Toronto Premium Outlets. He pledged to continue such developments while balancing that with the core characteristics of Halton Hills. Part of his livability ethos is managing traffic as well, with addressing the noise and speed of cars being among his top priorities. "People have opinions about speed bumps or speed cameras," he said. "I have two young kids and I don't think anyone wants to have a community where people will fear for the lives of children." Finally, after having worked with the Glenn Williams Community Association, he wants to open up the government to the people. He said his experience has shown him that better ways are required to inform the public about initiatives going on in the municipality. "We keep saying that people need to connect with the government. I think it's actually the government needs to connect with the people, because otherwise it's the tail wagging the dog," he said. "We have to make sure that the government policies and what we're actually putting in place aligns with what the people want." Born in Sweden, he has had an international career working for the United Nations Center for Human Rights in Geneva, as well as HSBC. He has lived in the US and Denmark. But his political interests are more local. Kindbaum's candidacy almost didn't happen after an accident stemming from his tradition to fire a gunpowder cannon to commence Canada Day celebrations in Glenn Williams. At the last second before blasting off this year's parade, the back of the cannon gave way, causing the barrel to point up. This made the vent aim right at Kindbaum, launching lit gunpowder at his face. He had to be taken to the hospital. "It gave me doubts about if I should run," he said. He still had specks of gunpowder embedded in his face at the time of the interview, leading him to quip, "Now I have a face for radio."